Sarge. You're waking up with Pete Sargent on AM 1050 WLIP.
WLIP morning show. It's Tuesday. Time to chat with Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. Dr. Russ, good morning. Welcome in.
Good morning, Pete. Yeah, it was a little soggy coming in from the parking lot this morning.
Yeah,
it was the break in the weather. I was like, and it was when you were talking about it on my way in. I'm like, oh, great. It's not raining.
Right, right.
And then I got about, I don't know, maybe a mile north of Gurnee Mills, and all of a sudden, it just, big drop started. I'm like, well, there went the break.
That's real-time forecasting there, America.
It's currently raining outside, in case you did not know.
Ooh, all right. Well, plan accordingly this morning.
Right.
At least it's not snow. We're on the warm side of the storm.
We're on the warm side, so that's a good thing. Yeah, although I'm not looking forward to the forecast for this weekend, so I got to get the snowblower switched over onto the lawnmower.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that time.
Let's hope that, you know. Well, I haven't seen any accumulation predictions yet. It's probably too soon, right? So.
Well, what I saw was 5 inches over the weekend, so.
Well, I got to say.
Change. That's a ways away.
There's a lot
of turkey to eat between now and then.
We did get a foot of snow already in November and some for some of us. So.
Some of you, yeah, I only had it. I only had like
He's like, I'm not
inch.
By the lake.
No, I had an inch at home because we're other side of the eye. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
But you're right. We got Thanksgiving to enjoy first, and we want to enjoy Thanksgiving, whether it's for us, for the pets, and everything in between, right?
And we're just trying to have a wicked good time.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, there
we go. A little plug for it. I'm sure we'll be seeing it this weekend because my daughter's been raving about it.
So. Everything will develop in the last 35 minutes of your Thanksgiving dinner. Spoiler alert. Anyway. Yep.
So, you know, Thanksgiving's about getting together with family, friends, and having a good time. And we need to make sure that the four-legged critters inside the house don't overdo it having a good time.
Just like the two-legged critters.
Well, the two-legged critters are smart enough, hopefully, to know that they shouldn't be overdoing it. But, you know, the dogs and cats are just running on instinct.
True.
And when we've got things going on, they don't understand. It's like, I shouldn't do that. No, you shouldn't do that. So, primary thing, food. Because
there's a lot of
it. Let's face it, Thanksgiving not only is about getting together and being thankful for things and enjoying time with family or friends, it's about food.
That's true. Can't argue with that.
So, some do's. It's okay to share some plain turkey cooked, but small amounts. I mean, people use this as, you know, they get turkey and they use it as a training treat. And that's okay. Small quantities of those things are okay because there's not a lot of fat in it as turkey meat. But don't give them the turkey skin. Don't give them the drippings. Don't give them the gravy. Don't give them the fatty meat. You know, so those are the things to avoid. And then don't give them the bones because bones may not always crack up and they're hollow inside and they're brittle and, you know, you wind up having a whole pile of those in your dog's stomach, and next thing you know, you're in the ER having surgery done. So, or if they've gotten in the fat and they're going to have pancreatitis. So, the other thing that I think a lot of people don't think about is all the stuff that's in the sides that we love that is toxic
to
animals. So, stuffing's got onions, garlic, scallions. Some people, for some reason, throw raisins into those things. I never can get my head around that. But all of that is toxic. Green bean casserole. Here again, we've got usually have onions on the top of that, and then it's got creamy sauce, which is fatty. So here we're talking about GI upsets and then toxic substances. Mashed potatoes usually got loads of butter in it. Sometimes have garlic. Here again, toxic and then fatty. Cranberry sauce, high in sugar, and then again raisins. You could avoid those and have a lot of happy family members.
I'm sensing you're not a fan of raisins in general.
I'm relatively indifferent. I'm not a big fan. My wife hates them.
Oh, really?
Absolutely hates them. Yeah. She if raisins are something and she can't pick them out, the dish goes on.
Does she like the golden raisins that people will bake with?
Nope.
Doesn't matter?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Oh, boy.
And I think it's really just because there's a childhood story to that, which we don't have time to get into.
Okay.
I understand
that completely.
Bread dough. Yeast in the bread dough can actually cause a lot of expansion in their stomach, which can cause bloat. Food bloat and or torsion of the stomach, which would not be good. And it does this amazing thing when it's percolating. It creates alcohol. And you get enough of that, now you've got a drunk dog with an expanded stomach. And it's just avoid the things. Safe alternatives, plain green beans. So nothing added to them. I think there are a lot of folks out there that do that all the time. Anyway, small amounts of plain pumpkin puree, not the pie filling, and a few cooked sweet potatoes, nothing added to them. So those things would be okay if you're trying to use a treat. Again, my best advice is just avoid it because you don't have to worry about it then. Trash troubles. We create a lot of trash because we've created a lot of food.
Right.
Take that trash out pretty frequently. Make sure that it's covered up, closed up. Don't leave the garbage bag on the floor with the turkey carcass because next thing you know, your dog's going to have like a Christmas Story episode and they're dragging the carcass out of the house. And then, you know, you're going to be in the ER because they'll have pancreatitis or they'll have foreign bodies or both. The packaging. So they're going to eat the packaging because it smells like food. So, and again, that's a foreign body substance. And then just make sure that you get that trash out. That's really the tip is like keep it out, get it out, put it in a can, keep a lid on it. And then if your dog's a trash diver, like we've got to pull out trash can in the kitchen and we really have to watch our dog. Because if like this morning, my wife was making scrambled eggs. And so she's cracking an egg, throwing the egg in the trash and the trash can's open. The dog's out sticking her head in like, oh, I saw something go in there and sticking her head in there. So you've got to make sure that they're not, you know, behind your back sticking their nose in the garbage. Guests do's and don'ts. The door, it's a perfect opportunity for your cat or dog to go bolting out while there's a family of, you know, eight coming to visit and they're all, you know, meandering in and they're below knee level and they're just going to like weave right on out. Next thing you know, you're spending Thanksgiving, you know, dinner, half of it chasing the dog around the neighborhood or looking for the cat. So keep them in a spot that's away from the door, keep them on a leash, just making them safe, and certainly make sure that your dog, you know, has some sort of ID collar on it. So if they do get out, or your cat has an ID collar on it, so if they do get out, that somebody can, you know, call you, or better yet, if they're microchipped. If they're not microchipped, it might be a tough time to get it done now between now and Thanksgiving. But you know, that's another thing to put on the list of, you know, January 1st resolutions: get the pet microchipped. Fear free. Not all these guys like to have other people in the house because they love their people, but the, you know, 30 other people that are going to show up at your house are not theirs.
Right.
And that stresses them out. So if they need to have medications on board and they're typically a dog that's medicated or a cat that's medicated for these types of events, make sure you get that before Thursday. And then having a safe place for them, maybe playing some background music that's classical or reggae, just so that, you know, soft jazz, just so that they're in there chilling, relaxing. And then that's something to have. And then remind people when they're over visiting that, you know, don't come at the dog or the cat like, hey, you know, it's like just let them, you know, come to you and then you can reach your hand out because it's more courteous. Don't be rude and grab the dog. I mean, you wouldn't grab, well, maybe you would. You wouldn't grab your brother and put him in a headlock and give him a noogie. But then again, I'm thinking I know some people that might do that.
That might be quite the accomplishment for me. But I, you know, get down on the dog's level, I think, too.
Right.
You know, get down on the floor and make the eye contact and let them do it just naturally.
Absolutely. And let them come to you so that it's not a thing where you're making that contact. And the decorations in the house can be scented candles, centerpieces, tablecloths. Those can all be things that they're going to get trapped in or, you know, that they could eat, that be foreign bodies. Candles, heaven forbid, they pull in the tablecloth or something or jump up and try to get the food and pull the tablecloth out and set the house on fire because they knocked the candle over. So, you know, those are things that we really need to be cautious of. If it looks like a toy or smells like food, make sure you're keeping it up out of the way. What to do in an emergency? Call your veterinarian if it's during regular office hours. You know, you can give us a phone call. Call the emergency clinic if it's after hours. And if it's something that they've gotten into that we've talked about being poisoned, certainly calling animal poison control because that's something that all of us in the profession are going to want to have done anyway so we know we're addressing it correctly. And that phone number is 888-426-4435. And that is the ASPCA poison control hotline. So there's your tip for the holiday in case they do get into something they shouldn't have. So, you know, that's it in a nutshell. Have fun.
Yeah. Be smart. Plan accordingly.
Right. I mean, it's just really common sense in most instances. Just keep things up out of their way. My personal thing about feeding the dog or the cat stuff off the table, don't. Because then they're not going to want to get up on the table to take the rest of it. Because once they start getting in there, like, oh, that was some good stuff up there. I want to, like, get back up there. No. Just don't, and then you don't have to worry about them trying to get up there and creating bad habits.
Right, right.
Best way to not have a bad habit is don't start it.
Don't start it. Don't encourage it.
Right.
How did you feel about the California Raisins as a performing group back in the day?
Actually, in the 80s, when I was a kid, I thought they were kind of hilarious.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
I got on the tail end of some of that, so.
Yeah. Well, I was you know, not the tail end of that.
Fair enough. I think we had bed sheets. California Raisins bed sheets, believe it or not. They merchandised everything.
They did. I'm not a fan of the Raisins themselves, but the performing stuff that they did for advertising was pretty cool.
For some reason, that was a go-to snack as a kid. I think it was just convenient. Here's a little red box.
Honestly, it's somewhat healthy too. It's still sugary, but it's got some fiber to it. So there's, you know, it's some health to it. It's grapes. I mean, you would eat grapes too as a snack.
Right.
Just this is easier to pack. You don't have to wash it and take it off because it's already in the box. You just take that little Raisinette box with you and go, hey, it's all good.
Yeah.
But don't let the dog eat them.
Yeah. And keep it out of your stuffing, whatever you do.
Yeah, that's just not right. For any of you out there listening that love raisins in your stuffings, God bless you.
Bless your heart. Enjoy. Happy Thanksgiving.
Right.
Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie. People want to learn more. Maybe they want to set up an appointment. Whatever the case may be, how do they get in touch with Care Animal Hospital?
Well, then give us a phone call at 262-694-6515. Check us out on the web at careanimalhospital.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok as Care Animal Hospital of Pleasant Prairie.
Dr. Russ.
And if you want to see me get punked, check out the TikTok page.
Really?
Yeah, I got caught with a mouse.
A mouse?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm intrigued.
Yeah, you got to check it out.
I'll have to get on over there. Dr. Russ Brewer, Care Animal Hospital, you have a very happy Thanksgiving, you and yours, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday morning.
We'll see you, Pete.
WLIP Morning Show, 728.